Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Ever since the rollout of Obamacare, medical insurance and health care have been front and center every night on the evening news. For the past 9 days, my wife and I have lived our own version of a health care crisis, but ours took place halfway around the world on the border of Thailand and Burma. We were part of a medical team working in Burmese refugee camps. The best part about working in third world countries is that it gives us perspective. In the U.S., we use the word crisis far too loosely. Everything's a crisis until you go overseas. The people we were working with have literally experienced government-sanctioned rape, pillage, and plunder. It's been going on for decades, and it meets every definition of the term genocide. These are people who have had their villages burned, their loved ones killed, and in the case of many of the children we saw, they're now orphans. We could focus on the politics of the situation, but to do that would risk missing the true humanitarian crisis. The first camp we visited required endless hours of driving across mountains on two-track jeep trails and multiple river crossings just to get close to it. It's so remote that they have no medical care at all. The hospital is indistinguishable from all the other bamboo huts except that it has rows of hard wooden beds with no mattresses. Our first case was a little 18-month-old boy with second and third degree burns over 75% of his body. His father had been praying for 2 weeks that God would send a doctor. That boy spent 2 weeks laying on a hard wooden bed with absolutely no pain medication. It was sad, but by no means an isolated incident. Our doctors were able to stabilize him and transport him to a hospital in a larger city. And that was just the first case in the first camp. We saw hundreds of patients, some who walked for 3 hours one way just to get the care that they needed. In addition to the trauma cases, it was the usual mix of folks with parasites, skin ailments, abscessed teeth, malaria, and dengue fever. Our job was to heal where we could, alleviate pain where true healing wasn't possible, and most of all, to bring hope and the love of Christ to people who believe that the world has forgotten them. My kids have a saying, "That's a first world problem," meaning most of the world would shake their heads if they saw what we complain about. Things like our cell phone dropping a call, or the guy at the coffee kiosk getting our order wrong, or the batteries going dead in our automatic garage door opener. In the grand scheme of things, these are minor annoyances, but you wouldn't know it by the way some people talk. In America, we don't have a healthcare crisis, at least not yet. What we do have is a generation of Americans that lacks perspective, and a government willing to exploit that. It's time for a dose of reality. There's a hurting world out there that could benefit from our expertise if only we're willing to get our eyes off of ourselves. It's easy, and it doesn't require the help of government. All it requires is for you and I to engage, at least on some level. Can we fix all the world's problems? No, but there's a child with severe burns laying in a hospital in Thailand today who will survive and lead a normal life because a doctor in America was willing to take 9 days out of his busy schedule to fly halfway around the world and visit his village, sharing the love of Christ in a real and tangible way. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.